Good morning, everyone. Excuse me, I have a bit of a cold. But yes, behind me I've just put up some pictures of what I've been doing over the last 4 years. I've been in Australia, based in Australia, with an organization called Youth with a Mission. I'm a full-time missionary for the last 4 years and continuing to do what God has called me to do. As I was asking God what to share this morning, I felt God was saying to share the moment when God called me into missions, to share his heart for missions and what that actually looks like. So bear with me, I only have a limited amount of time and lots of stories, lots of testimonies I could share as well. First of all, background information. Youth with a Mission is a nonprofit organization, and we have many ministries, many things you can be a part of, but the entry-level school that we have is 6 months. It's 3 months of lectures, learning about who God is, and then it's 3 months going overseas, practicing what you've actually learned about God. And so I actually went and did my 6 month school, my discipleship training school, and I did not want to be there. I wasn't a Christian when I went, but I was desperate. I was living a life that wasn't for God, and I wanted to grasp onto something that could change my life, that could get my life back on track. And so I was like, you know what? If God is that, then why not give it a shot? Why not try it out? So I went. And the first 3 weeks, I pushed, and I was like, nope, God's not real. This is not what I want to do. And the third week of this course, God radically came, and he found me where I was at. And I gave my life to the Lord, and I've been running ever since. And so, thank you. During my discipleship training school, I went to India and Nepal for 3 months, and there I got to see a different world, a world that was in huge need, a world that needed to know that there was a God and a Savior that wanted to bring freedom. And so I had many amazing opportunities in sharing in red light districts, which is where streets and streets of prostitutes. I got to go into orphanages and play with little kids. I had the opportunity of doing healthcare, even though I had no idea what I was doing. But we got to partner with local churches, local doctors and hospitals, and it was a great opportunity for me to, see what God wanted to do in nations. So that was 4 years ago, and now I get to lead teams. And the story I want to talk about is my first team that I led. So I was asked to lead part of a discipleship training school, the 6 month school I was talking about, and yes, it was challenging. It was hard. We had students that came from all over the world with different backgrounds, whether they were pursuing God or they were stubborn and their parents sent them to know more about God. And so we had different people from different backgrounds, different cultures. And it was a huge learning curve for me. But I led a team for 3 months in Rwanda and Uganda. And there is one picture I'd like to show. It's coming up. But this picture was a time where I set up ministry with a local orphanage. And this orphanage wasn't just a normal orphanage, but what they did is weekly, they went through the streets of Africa and they picked up young children off the side of the street. These children were thrown on the side of the street because of disability or deformity. And so me and my team of 9 young women got to be a part of this. We got to pick up children from the side of the street, and we worked with this home for the 2 months that we were in Uganda. And this is a picture of a girl named Agnes. This was the moment that God spoke for me to be in missions full time, that this was going to be my life. Yeah, God spoke specifically about this little girl. And he was like, she needs to see the sun. She needs to go for a walk. Agnes, she was found at 3 months old on the side of the road. Parents didn't want her, and she was brought into this home. She is 4 years old in this picture. Can't walk, can't speak. She would break out in seizures and couldn't control her function, her bodily functions. So, yeah, as God spoke for me to go and take her for a walk, I grabbed one of my students, put her in a wheelchair, and started going down this rocky, unpaved African road. And as we did this, this young girl, she just started laughing and laughing. And that was the moment that I knew that this is what I want to do. I don't just want to go into nations and bring joy, but I want to disciple young people to love God, to know God, and to go out and do the same, and to grab God's heart for people. Because that's something that is, if you don't have a heart for people, if you don't have God's heart for people, then it's really hard to actually go out and to do these things, to be in these nations. And so right now I am going on my fifth year at YWAM, leading these schools and being able to see people from all over the world come and be a part of this, to know God and to make him known in nations. So that is a little bit of what I do. I have a lot of other stories, a lot of other testimonies I can share. I only have a limited amount of time, but I also will be in the back after church. I have prayer cards. If you want to know more about what I do, I'll be here at the end of January before I go back, and I'd love to share in home groups and Bible studies, or even just get to know people in this community. So I want to thank you for letting me share.